Hi everyone, welcome to our Wednesday night time in God's Word. Let's ask God's blessing upon our study together. Father, we just praise you for your goodness and mercy to us in these difficult days. Thank you that you're ever mindful of our needs and continue to meet them in the Lord Jesus. Just pray that you will bless our time now as we study the scriptures and you would use it to equip us to live godly lives that glorify you in the days ahead. We ask it through Jesus our Redeemer. Amen. Well, our passage tonight in God's Word is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, a well-known passage indeed. It's entitled Treasures in Jars of Clay. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servant for Jesus' sake. For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken." With that same spirit of faith we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not in what is seen, but on what is unseen. What is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Amen. We trust the Lord bless that word of the scriptures to us. Well, you may gather from the passage that we're not the only Christians to face difficulties, to face hardships, to face trials, to face days in which things seem really bad and we struggle to cope and to deal with our circumstances. And Paul says the Corinthians were encountering such times. This is the answer. Don't look at here and now. Look what lies beyond. Look at what is eternal. What's here and now will pass away. It's temporary. We have a saying, don't we? All good things come to an end. Well, actually, all things come to an end, whether good or bad. And you know, this life will pass. One day it will be over. And then there'll be eternity to look forward to for God's people. And this is what Paul is saying here. Remember what is stored up for you in the kingdom of heaven. And I just want us to think about three things that will be in eternity. The first one is our God. Our God will be there. He's from everlasting to everlasting. And because he is there, his plans, his purposes, his promises will all be fulfilled. Not one of them will be forsaken. Not one of them will be left uncompleted. And we can have confidence and faith in this great truth that God is eternal. And therefore, he will be there in eternity. It's simple, isn't it? Basic. But we need to take hold of this fact and cling to it. Secondly, in eternity, Our salvation will be there forever. Eternal life is ours. The scriptures promise it over and over again. And we know that we are God's people. And we are redeemed not just for this life, but forever and ever. Are we taking comfort from that? When we're struggling to get through the day, when the pressures are upon us, when our physical health fails, when mentally, perhaps we're again depressed, or we're under stress from the evil one, and our work and other things are piling upon us. Can we just take a step back and look beyond the veil? See that God is eternal. See our salvation is eternal. But also see that eternity in heaven is where our home will be. You imagine that. Whoa. Children talk about having sleepovers. The end of the night or the weekend, they go home, go on holidays. It's over, you have to go back home. But in heaven, in eternity, we'll be there forever and evermore. And we'll be rejoicing in God's presence forevermore. And we'll be praising Him for salvation is ours for all of eternity. When you see great truths of what will be in eternity, should prompt three responses from us. The first one is worship God. What is ours in Christ? The second one is to pray. Pray for other people that in the dark, despairing days in which we live, as people struggle to cope and make sense of things, pray that God in His mercy and love will reach out to them and show them His grace and goodness. Pray that He would deliver them from the guilt and condemnation of their sin, and they too might have this glorious hope within them. Christ Jesus, says the scriptures, a hope of glory. And thirdly, pray for opportunities to witness. Ask God to open doors. You know, we can't witness in usual ways. And people might say, well, great, yes. We're witnessing through the internet, through the sermons, through the week meet messages, through junior teen time, through toddler time. But we need these messages to be a real witness and testimony. What good is it if all these people are hearing the word and it has no effect upon them? We need to witness and testify to them. We need to get out and witness and testify to people we pass or we speak to on the phone. We need to say to God, open their hearts to inquire of you. Please, Lord, do something wonderful. How many generations are out there going to a lost eternity? How many generations are on that broad road that leads to destruction rather than that narrow path that leads to life? And you and I, we have the words of life to share with them. It's not so easy, perhaps. Like Philip and the Ethiopian that come out of the blue. And there's this man. He doesn't know what exactly he's talking about, whether he's talking about himself, the prophet, or somebody else. And God sends Philip to teach him the way of salvation. And lo and behold, just a short time later, the Ethiopian is baptized as a sign of his new life in Christ. Who says God can't do the miraculous? Who says God can't do wonderful things? Let's ask Him to do that in our day and generation, so that when lockdown is being eased and perhaps lifted altogether in the future, when we meet as a church body, it won't be just the same old faces, but it'll be those as well that God has added to the kingdom, even in such a time as this. Well, you might say, do you know what, Mike? That's great. That's wonderful. And it's great for you to have that assurance that when this life is over, you've got something so wonderful to look forward to. But what about me? Can I have that as well? How do I know if I have it? Well, Jesus doesn't stop anyone from coming to Him and having their sins forgiven. He died on the cross for everyone to have their sins dealt with by Him. All we have to do is trust and believe in him. And the word says, if we do that, we shall be saved. Saved from what? From a lost eternity outside heaven. If we come to Jesus Christ and our sin is dealt with, he makes us God's friend. He gives us that eternal home. And we too will be in heaven forever and forever. If you want more information, listen to the messages on our website. Contact us through the website. But please don't walk away thinking everything will just be okay. Somehow, magically, you'll have this wonderful future and eternity to look forward to without Christ doing something in your heart and your life. It just won't happen. But Jesus says, come to me and I won't turn you away. What a wonderful offer from a glorious and gracious Saviour. God wants to show you how much he loves you. And he'll do that in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christians cope in these hard days because they know God's grace in their lives, but also because they can see beyond this life and what eternity holds for them. Will you have that hope? Not just a hope, like I hope I'll win the lottery, or I hope I don't get coronavirus. But a hope that will certainly and most assuredly take place and will happen because God has guaranteed it in Jesus Christ. I just want us to finish tonight with some beautiful words from the book of Revelation and chapter 21. It says this: now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Wow. Who wouldn't want to spend forever in a place like that? No more pain, no more sorrow, no more grief, no more death, no more hurt, no more stress, no more bad things ever. Only enjoying God's love and his eternal presence. If it's ours, then let's do those three things we thought about earlier. If it's not yours, then even tonight you can come to the Lord Jesus and obtain them for yourself. Because God loves you and freely wants to give them to you. Well, may the Lord grant his blessing upon us in the days to come. Might he sustain and keep us, uphold us, and grant that we will look forward to our gathering together in glory and praising his name without faultlessness forever and evermore. Amen.